In local obituaries this morning, Mr. Michael Dempsey Mattingly, age 57, of Loretta, died Friday at the University of Kentucky Medical Center. He is survived by his wife, Sue Ann Spaulding Mattingly, one son and two daughters, Travis Mattingly, Shannon Drury, Lauren Mattingly, all of Lebanon, three brothers, including locally by Dave Mattingly and Richard Mattingly of Lebanon, six sisters, one granddaughter. Funeral mass for Michael Dempsey Mattingly will be this morning at 11 o'clock at the St. Charles Catholic Church with burial in the St. Charles Cemetery. The Bosley Funeral Home in Lebanon is in charge of the arrangements. Mr. O'Shea Brady, age 84, of Calvary, died Saturday at Springview Hospital. He is survived by his wife, Ernestine Buckman Brady, six sons and their spouses, including locally by Jerry Brady, William Ernest Brady, Tommy and Wanda Brady, Joe Paul and Vicky Brady, Eugene and Rhonda Brady, all of Lebanon, two daughters, including locally by Marcella and Doug Ray of Lebanon, two brothers, Stanley Brady of Lebanon, Foster Brady of Hodgenville, two sisters, including locally by Margaret Thompson of Lebanon, 23 grandchildren, 23 great-grandchildren, five step-grandchildren and eight step-great-grandchildren. Funeral mass for O'Shea Brady will be Tuesday morning at 11 o'clock at the Holy Name of Mary Catholic Church with burial in the church cemetery. The family request visitation after 3 o'clock this afternoon at the Bosley Funeral Home in Lebanon. Prayer services will be held at 7 o'clock tonight at the funeral home. Mr. Jimmy Beard, age 84, of Berksville, formerly of Columbia and Louisville, died Saturday at the Cumberland County Hospital. He is survived by three sisters, including locally by Montra Hayes of Columbia, one brother, Richard Beard of Kimballsville. Funeral services for Jimmy Beard will be Tuesday morning at 10 o'clock Central Time at the Stotts Phelps McCrory Funeral Home in Columbia with burial in the Louisville Memorial Gardens West. The family request visitation after 4 o'clock this afternoon at the Stotts Phelps McCrory Funeral Home. Mr. Elmer Eugene Hoback, age 74, of Lebanon, died Saturday at the Ephraim McDowell Regional Hospital in Danville. He is survived by his wife, Helen Hoback, two daughters, Marilyn Garrett of Lebanon, Margaret Mattingly of St. Joe, one sister, Gracie Ragland of Hodgenville, three grandchildren. Funeral services for Elmer Eugene Hoback will be Tuesday afternoon at 2 o'clock at the Bosley Funeral Home in Lebanon with burial in the St. Joe Church Cemetery. The family request visitation after 4 o'clock this afternoon at the Bosley Funeral Home. Mr. Rupert Ray Bagby, age 81, of Denver, a native of Greene County, died Wednesday in Colorado. He is survived by his wife, Mildred Billy Clark Bagby, one daughter and one son-in-law, both of Denver, two brothers and sisters-in-law, Vernon and Elva Joe Bagby of Greensburg, J.R. and Clydene Bagby of Kimballsville, one sister, Lassie Mae Bagby Schmidt of Kimballsville, one sister-in-law, Shirley Bagby, and one brother-in-law, Eugene Mose, both of Greensburg, two grandchildren, two great-grandchildren. Funeral services for Rupert Ray Bagby will be Tuesday afternoon at 1 o'clock Central Time at the Foster Toller Curry Funeral Home in Greensburg with burial in the Greasy Creek Cemetery with full military honors. Friends may call after 5 o'clock this afternoon at the Foster Toller Curry Funeral Home. There will be a Masonic service at 7 o'clock this evening by the Greensburg Masonic Lodge, number 54 FNAM. Masons are called to a special meeting at 6 o'clock tonight at the Greensburg Masonic Lodge. Mrs. Jeanette Markham Mason, age 87, of Kimballsville, died Sunday. Survivors include two sons and two daughters, including locally by Reverend Irvin Buddy Mason II of Russell Springs, Renee Mason of Kimballsville, Scott Mason of Lebanon, seven grandchildren, one great-granddaughter, two sisters, Betty Sue Gilpin and Doris St. Clair of Kimballsville, one sister-in-law, Bernice Markham of Kimballsville. Funeral services for Jeanette Markham Mason will be Wednesday morning at 11 o'clock at the Parrott and Ramsey Funeral Home with burial in the Kimballsville Memorial Gardens. The family request visitation after 5 o'clock Tuesday at the Parrott and Ramsey Funeral Home. Mrs. Bernice Geneva Cameron, age 78, of Loretta, died Sunday at her residence. She is survived by three daughters and their spouses, including locally by Phyllis and Smitty Smith and Rita and Tommy Medley, all of Loretta, three sons and their spouses, including locally by David and Mary Cameron of Loretta, Keith and Bettina Cameron of Lebanon, five sisters and their spouses, Carol Jean and Donald Smith of Loretta, Betty and Marvin Gardner of St. Mary, two brothers and their spouses, including locally by Marvin Dethridge of Raywick, 11 grandchildren, 13 great-grandchildren. Funeral mass for Bernice Geneva Cameron will be Wednesday morning at 11 o'clock at the St. Francis of Assisi Catholic Church with burial in the St. Francis of Assisi Cemetery. The family request visitation after 3 o'clock Tuesday at the Mattingly Funeral Home in Loretta. Prayer services will be held at 6 o'clock Tuesday at the funeral home. I'm Greg Gribbins, WVLC News.